Unit 6, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. At night, we tie the boat to a big tree by the riverbank.
Number 2. Possibly this man died without anyone knowing where the coins had been hidden.
Number 3. In the past, seashells, rings, bamboo sticks, wood, and pieces of cloth were all used for money.
Number 4. Coins may be of different sizes, weights, and shapes.
Number 5. Go to stamp sales and buy whatever you can afford.
Number 6. Do you still have the cockier stamp?
Number 7. These collections of coins sometimes tell a story that has been forgotten.
Number 8. There used to be a lot of coal mines in the south.
Number 9. What a shame.
Number 10. You can borrow whatever books you need. Section 2. Number 11. What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Nice to meet you. Question. Did they know each other before? Number 12. Who's on duty today?
I am.
Okay, let's begin our class. Question. They aren't in the classroom, are they? Number 13. Where are you going for your vacation, Shaoli?
Oh, Tom, I want to go to Kunming.
Who will go with you?
My mother.
Question. Who will go to Kunming with Shaoli? Number 14. Where has Mary gone?
She went home 10 minutes ago.
Would you please tell me the time?
It's 5 o'clock.
Question. At what time did Mary leave?
Number 15. Do you like Lu Xun's work, Tom?
Yes, I do. I have 3 new books and 4 old ones written by him. Question. How many books of Lu Xun's does Tom have? Section 3. Number 16. John was ill. He went to the hospital. He had to wait for 2 hours before he could see a doctor. Question. Who waited for 2 hours at the hospital?
Number 17. Jack starts his homework as soon as he gets home from school. Tom, his older brother, starts his homework after supper. Both of them are good students.
Question. Who starts doing his homework after supper?
Number 18. Mary and Peter like sports. They are going to skate on Saturday. It's 7:30 now, and they are listening to the weather report on the radio.
Question. When will they go to skate?
Number 19. The teacher rode his bike to school yesterday. On the way, he stopped and bought a magazine. He liked it very much.
Question. What did the teacher buy on the way to school?
Number 20. Xiao Ming likes the film very much. His brother Xiao Xing likes the film too. There's only one ticket, so Xiao Ming lets Xiao Xing go to the cinema.
Question. Why doesn't Xiao Ming go see the film? Test 2, Section 1. Number 1. I really want to watch tonight's football game, but my TV set is broken.
Number 2. Just look at these shoes. They cost $45 last year, and they have holes in them now.
Number 3. My problem is that I can't find a job. Managers always say my hair is too long.
Number 4. I do love listening to the radio, but I'm afraid my radio isn't working.
Number 5. Do you know anything about cars? My car is using too much gas.
Section 2. Mrs. White did these things last week. On Sunday morning, Mrs. White went to church. On Monday morning, she washed the dirty clothes. On Tuesday morning, she ironed the clothes. On Wednesday afternoon, she had tea with her friend. On Thursday afternoon, she went shopping. On Friday evening, she took her children to the cinema. On Saturday, she played tennis with her husband. How busy she was. Mrs. White did these things last week. On Sunday morning, Mrs. White went to church. On Monday morning, she washed the dirty clothes. On Tuesday morning, she ironed the clothes. On Wednesday afternoon, she had tea with her friend. On Thursday afternoon, she went shopping. On Friday evening, she took her children to the cinema. On Saturday, she played tennis with her husband. How busy she was.
Section 3. In early times, before men invented money, they did their business by exchange of goods. Men traded with other men by exchanging goods they were willing to give up for goods they wanted. Exchange of things still goes on in some places of the world today. After the invention of money, trade increased. It is man's experience that money can be a great help in making trade easier and in keeping business in better order. If you don't have to keep asking yourself whether you have something that the other man will be willing to take in exchange for what you want. The earliest coins in the world were used in China from about the year 650 BC. They were called Bu money. Later, another type of coin was used with holes in it, and these were used for the next 2,000 years. That is from 221 BC until 1916. In early times, before men invented money, they did their business by exchange of goods. Men traded with other men by exchanging goods they were willing to give up for goods they wanted. Exchange of things still goes on in some places of the world today. After the invention of money, trade increased. It is man's experience that money can be a great help in making trade easier and in keeping business in better order. If you don't have to keep asking yourself whether you have something that the other man will be willing to take in exchange for what you want. The earliest coins in the world were used in China from about the year 650 BC. They were called Bu money. Later, another type of coin was used with holes in it, and these were used for the next 2,000 years. That is from 221 BC until 1916.